Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Apparently, I need to correct myself on the drug schedule.
We have a schedule in here? That might be something on the wall.
No, this is the FDA schedule.
Oh, that one. Okay. Oh.
My schedule is as soon as I'm done working out, then I can start smoking.
All right. It's like a little, yeah. It's like a little hamster treat. Then you're on the wheel, and then you get to weed when you're done.
Yeah,
got it.
Get a weed treat and a dog treat
on the backward wheel backwards too. By the way,
Schedule two cocaine is actually schedule two, so that is considered not quite as addictive as marijuana,
which is crazy, huh?
Methamphetamine schedule two, fentanyl schedule one, no schedule two.
And this is Congress has to change that, right?
Yeah, I don't know good luck with why that. The hell they don't let the FDA.
Yeah, aren't there only like eight drugs that are Schedule One or something?
They didn't put it on. They didn't put it on. It's Congress. And,
yeah, from what I understand.
The far right hates the drugs, man. They hate the drugs.
Why the hell would you let Congress decide?
Well, they didn't get a chance to. They just did it. It was just one of those things. This is bad. We're starting a war on drugs, so we got to put this in the schedule.
That's right. The war on drugs started years ago.
Schedule One is marijuana, LSD.
And was lost.
Peyote and Quaaludes, which you can't find anymore. And that's unfortunate.
And Todd, Congress gets to make those decisions because you have to be smart to get to Congress.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You can't
get
to Congress and just be an idiot.
Yeah.
That's right. You're familiar with comedian Rob Riggle?
Love Rob Riggle. Yeah.
You know, formally in the face on this facial recognition day, day.
He's in the face, guys. NFL weekends, yeah.
Longtime Daily Show guy and it's the NFL on Fox, right?
Funny, funny in a lot of movies.
Is he a former Marine?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Funny in a lot of movies, too.
The Hangover, 21 Jump Street.
What did you do wrong? Tell me. It's
his birthday.
Okay.
Oh, good.
He's pretty tall.
Right.
He's fairly tall, Craig.
Is he?
Well, taller than your average guy, I bet.
Is he taller than Tony Romo?
Oh. Great, what? Romo's 41. I heard that coming in.
I'm going Romo. Quarterbacks are usually tall.
Yeah.
I bet Romo's at least 6'2".
I think Rob Riggle's pretty tall.
Yeah, but
I think he is too.
I'm betting Romo's taller.
I'm going Riggle.
This is like a 6'2", 6 foot kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with my. I'm gonna do my first instinct too. I think Riggle's taller.
Tyler's right in that Tony Romo is 41.
I heard that coming in.
Aside from that, who's taller?
Romo.
Riggle.
Yep. Riggle.
Three Riggles and a Romo.
Please.
To go.
Yeah. To go, please. Push might get a solo hit here.
Tony Romo checks in at 6'2".
That's what I figured.
Wow, you nailed that, Puss.
Yeah.
Rob Riggle checks in at 6'2 and a half.
Yes! Oh, damn it! Yes! And
you
a half!
Suck.
Yeah. Damn it!
Suck.
Come on!
Suck.
A half!
You suck.
In your face!
Oh man, I don't have it ready to go. Pray, I'd have been perfect for that.
It is facial protection, Mom.
I know.
Come on. I want a recount.
No recount.
They counted it. You lost by half an inch.
You were wrong, man. You were wrong.
It is a game of half.
Riggle had his boots on or something.
No, you can be and
I think it's a push.
You can be in a half.
You were really confident about that, too.
You were.
Well, I mean, like I say, generally, NFL quarterbacks are fairly tall.
Well, he's 6'2".
They're taller than that.
I never said he wasn't tall.
Yeah.
I just thought Riggle was taller. And we were right. And you were wrong.
NFL quarterback is 5'11". They talk about how short he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's new. They talk about that throughout their entire career.
I wasn't arguing that. I thought Romo was 6'2". That made sense. I just thought Riggle was taller.
And
we were right.
I was just playing the odds.
No, you weren't. You were wrong.
Well, no, I was playing the odds, but I got it wrong.
You didn't realize how tall Riggle was. I've seen him in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
He's a tall dude, man.
You underestimate him.
He is.
Yeah.
But generally, 6'2" is taller than most.
Yeah, except for
Rob Riggle.
Again, I was playing the odds.
No,
I was wrong.
Hey, you lost. Accept it.
I'm not unaccepting
it. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're arguing too much about losing.
I'm not arguing. I'm still saying I lost. I'm just explaining my rationale.
Yeah. You played the odds and definitely lost the game.
Sometimes you gamble and lose.
Right. And you lost.
Current shortest quarterback in the NFL.
Baker Mayfield?
Yes, Russell Wilson.
Oh, it's Russell. No, it's Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. He's like 5'10".
Yeah. I think he's five. I think he's shorter than that. I think they're lying about his height, not on that.
This is dated, so you might be right.
It's Kyler Murray, I bet.
It says Russell Wilson at 5'11", but it's from a few years ago.
Kyler Murray's shorter.
All three of those guys, Baker, Kyler, and Russell Wilson, they're all like under 6 foot, and they make a big deal about it.
I saw Kyler play live a couple years ago. He's not tall, for sure. Rob's got something to tell you here. Puss.
In the face! In the face!
Solo loss.
Yeah. Rob's the kind of guy we might eventually meet someday. So I'm going to tell him that story.
Kansas City boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's part of that gang of guys.
Yep. Right.
Puss will just be staring at him going, damn it, 6'2.5".
Right.
Flutie was 5'10". McMahon was 5'10". Yeah, I was a little taller. I met Jim McMahon.
Well, what's Kyler Murray listed at? I bet she's lower. I bet she's 5'9". I think Kyler Murray's actually listed at 5'9".
What was that, Nick?
Said, did Jim McMahon moon you?
Oh, he did not.
Now, this says Kyler Murray's 5'10", but you know that's a generous 5'10".
Yeah, right.
But Jim McMahon was not speaking to the media at the time, so I had to ask Randall Cunningham questions. He would relay them to Jim McMahon, and then I just looked at the big pile of porn in Jim McMahon's locker.
Yes.
He was with Philadelphia.
It's good Mormon porn, too, by the way.
Yeah. Humble brag. You had to lower yourself to talk to Randall Cunningham.
Right.
Well, they were sitting right next to each other, and Randall explained to me, dude doesn't talk to the media.
Good game.
Okay, well, he talked to you. So I just relayed my questions through Randall Cunningham, and it worked that way.
That's so petty.
We only have we don't have any losses. Puss has one loss this week. I think we're all 3-0, 4-0 on Monday. Somebody, I forgot who it was. Once again, we get so excited and we have no idea what the record is the day it happens.
Oh yeah, just washes away. The solo losses kind of linger.
They do linger, and we're gonna make it linger.
Half an inch.
Half an inch blowout. Half inch blowout.
I'm still pissed that Kurt Cobain's taller than Courtney Love.
I know you are. Yeah. Well, you're pissed he slouched all the time.
He did.
Yeah.
That's kind of his thing, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was slouching that much.
So apparently there's a new dream job for people that like to vape. The website vaped.com is offering $42,000 a year.
There's a great line in the new Family Guy, because they were hanging out with a bunch of millennials. They say, we get the vape. And then Peter says, I can't remember the exact line. Puss might remember it. He goes, it kills you, but they don't know that yet, or something like that.
But not enough.
Yeah,
or...
they don't know. They don't know enough about it, but it does. What's the quote? Because it's great, and it's true. It kills you, but they don't know that yet, or something like that. So how much the vape?
$42,000 a year.
$42,000 a year to test out marijuana vaporizers.
Oh, marijuana. Oh. Okay. Right. Oh, Nick does
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Nick, you're looking for a second job right there, Nick. That's it.
This is perfect.
Third.
Jesus. No, right. that would be the second job.
Like, oh, it works.
They're not drug testing on this.
They want someone who can analyze the functionality of the product.
Well, Nick will come in and undercut them. I'll do it for 40.
Somebody's going to do it for four. And then what's going to happen?
I'll do it for 36.
Right.
That would be a tough job to ask for a raise.
Yes, it would. You like, you're paid to smoke weed, and like, you want more money.
I've been getting pretty high.
Yeah, you're not paying for weed either by that point. You know what I mean? So that takes away that bill.
Well, it sounds like you're supposed to rate the device.
Well, I'm sure. And
not necessarily what you're smoking. Am I getting that right, Craig?
Yeah, but they got to give you they have to give you the weed though.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Or they would give you a cartridge if you're doing vape.
Oh, that's right.
They want someone who can analyze the functionality of the product, keep track of battery life, describe how to clean it, and compare with similar vaporizers. Each review will need to be made into a video. What? You have to apply. Here's the trouble. What? You have to apply by next Friday, which means getting on it and actually doing it.
It also means, I don't know, a million people are going to apply for that gig.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are going to think about it and then go, yeah, I'll take another hit and forget about it. And
well, there's also most people don't think they're going to get the gig because it's only one person.
Because they're not.
Right, exactly.
How do you clean a vape?
Yeah, good question.
Oh, see, Nick, you ain't getting the gig.
Right, I'm already out.
Well, no, you read the instructions that are provided. And then you say, the instructions provided were easily followed even when I was baked.
I used the cartridges for a little while, but I haven't used them in a long time, and I never found the need to clean them.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would clean it.
What, is there spit in there?
No.
Okay.
And you're just vaping oil, so it doesn't leave any resin or anything.
Wouldn't there be excess spit in there somehow? Just because you got it in your mouth all the time?
Right. Well, maybe a little slobber on the cartridge, but those are disposable. Once you smoke up the cartridge, you throw it away.
Well, once again, neither one of you guys going to get this gig
just
because obviously
they
want you to clean it
up. But if you want me to save my next slobbered up cartridge,
no, I do not.
I'll bring it in for you.
I do not.
The line from Family Guy was, you know, they're hanging out with the young people, and she says, we're going to vape. And he says, it's causing death, but not that many yet.
That's the line. That was a good one.
That sounds like a great job.
But yeah, they say.
Dad, are you high? Yeah, I'm working.
When they advertise these jobs, and you do these stories, I like these stories, but they advertise these jobs like beer taster, 50 grand a year, travel around, drink a bunch of beer. Like a zillion people apply for this kind of crap.
Yeah, but somebody gets it.
But nobody's, you have to be qualified.
Somebody gets
now,
that
on this
job.
One, some you have to be qualified. A lot of those are just stupid and you don't have to be qualified.
True, this you got to be qualified.
This one you have to be somewhat qualified because the founder of Vaped, Christian Sculthorpe, says he needs someone who's confident to take over reviews, someone who knows the difference between a volcano and an Xmas starry.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. I know a volcano.
Right.
The Xmas starry, I do not know. Right. Who understands what each customer is looking for, you know, passionate about vaporizers, blah, blah, blah. And you get a $250 a month expense account.
For weed.
For whatever. Expenses in quotation marks.
You think they give you the weed?
Well, yeah, they give you the $250, and then I guess you can
buy your own weed. I guess. And
choose your own cartridge.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on what state you live in as well.
Yeah, you couldn't have that job here.
No, I'd be out with a passion about vaping.
Yeah,
how passionate are you about vaping? I'm not.
Not as passionate as you are about pretty much anything. You know, kinda. All right.
It's fine. It's no Kiss Army, but I guess it's fine.
Got a tweet from our... We got to get a hold of this dude, Todd. Doug Flutie's not playing anymore, but you're right. Doug Flutie's probably the shortest quarterback, at least in modern times.
I would think so.
Because Flutie was like 5'8". I think he was listed at 5'9", but he's probably about 5'8". Doug Flutie's even shorter than Russell Wilson, and for others you mentioned. Tell Todd and Tyler, this is us. This is Fabricio from Cancun. We love you, Fabricio. Thanks for listening, man. Old friend of ours. You're old school with us. You know a guy named Fabricio. We met in Cancun, Mexico years ago in 94, actually. Brought him to town a couple of times, party with him. Really good dude. That's him. That's his Twitter handle. His Twitter handle is Rock Addict.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as I can see here, modern quarterbacks, it's Flutie.
Yeah, yeah.
Davey O'Brien was 5'7" in his leather helmet. So
Davey O'Brien.
A lot of guys were 5'7" back then.
Yeah,
too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we'll discount that one.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you, Fabricio.
Yeah, we get all our football information from a guy in Mexico.
Yeah, we do. He's a huge football fan.
He's the insider.
Oh yeah, he was.
He was a Redskin fan.
He was big on American football. Yeah. Still is, obviously.
Yeah. Good dude.
All right. I will not reciprocate and get big on Mexican soccer.
No, I don't think you really care. Remember, you love football.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked to him.
Yeah. Real football.
Speaking of weed, we're with Fabricio when the Federales come around the corner. I should have been more scared than I was. I go, is this cool? He goes, no, keep it down.
Yeah.
Mexican jails are no joke. Don't do that.
Oh, my God. I mean, you might not have ever heard of Todd and Tyler. Remember those guys that were here 6 months? They got busted for weed in Cancun, and they're still there. I mean, it was that bad.
That
was it. We had a bag of weed. We're driving to a beach with him and his lovely wife at the time. I'm sure they're, I don't know they're together anymore, but she was gorgeous. Todd and I are in the back seat of his little car. Fabricio throws us a bag of weed in the back. And literally, like a movie, come around the corner, a truck with a bunch of Army guys on the back of the truck driving beside it, on top of the truck. I go, is this cool? He goes, no. Because I figured he might know people and we're cool. He goes, no, it's not. So they drove past us, but I started sweating a little bit there.
Yeah, but we're just the two of us in a dune buggy. We might still be there.
Well, if they'd have pulled us over, you're right. We were in the back seat, but it was two gringos in the back, two Mexicans in the front. So it looked shady. Didn't you think it looked shady? Look, I mean, I know what we looked like in 94. Yeah. Well, we look like that now.
Yeah.
It looked shady.
Not respectable like now.
A back road, two white guys.
Well, we weren't on the back roads.
We were heading to that place down by the beach.
Right, we were heading south.
It's still a back road. For me, it was a back road.
A hotel, what is now a hotel zone. It wasn't as built up back then, obviously.
No, we were going to that beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we weren't going back roads or anything.
I thought they came around the corner. I know they came around the corner. We were going down a dirt road. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there weren't a lot of other white people.
No.
Where
no,
we were.
No.
Could have just ended up being the gringos in D block.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I used to sweat about that a lot when I think, is this cool? No. Nope.
Not really.
He's listening now, so thank you, man.
It's pucker time.
Great memories. Got to get back and see him.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A new bill being introduced in Congress today that would make college more accessible to students from low-income families. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington will introduce the College for All Act.
I didn't get free college. Nobody should get nothing I didn't get.
I hate that. What I love the most is I think there's another one out there that they want to make revisiting community college.
Well, that's what
free.
This is. This would make community colleges and trade schools tuition-free for all students. It would also make public universities and minority-serving institutions, such as historically black colleges, tuition-free for students from families earning less than $125,000 a year.
Yeah, you'd still pay room and board if you actually live there. I get that. But tuition's a big part of that. Believe me.
Yeah, this would be huge.
I think it's a great idea. I think it would help America. But you know what? We don't want to do that. We want to give the rich tax breaks.
This would be investing in your people.
Right. And there's a lot of people out there that lean right that would take advantage of all this stuff.
Yeah, I've heard they want your kids to go to school, though, so they can indoctrinate them.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. What, to trade school? They're going to indoctrinate you in trade school?
Oh, no, the liberal professors
right.
that will indoctrinate you.
You got to watch out for everywhere.
Yeah.
Right, because remember, we're anti-intellectual now.
Oh, that's right.
Which means we'd be against education. But no, sometimes when you educate someone who normally wouldn't have the opportunity, they turn out to reap a lot of benefits for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they're all smart because they've read books.
And they're not voting the right way.
No. Can't have that.
out of Indonesia, an island off the coast of Sulawesi.
Right.
The Jakarta Post says that a woman named Watiba went to check on her cornfield about a half mile from her home.
Oh, yeah. Todd told me about this yesterday.
She was worried that wild boars would be destroying her crops.
Yeah, okay.
When she did not return, her sister went out and found her footprints, her flashlight, her slippers, and her machete.
All right.
100 villagers then helped search the area. They did find a 23-foot-long snake with a very swollen belly.
Oh. Yeah, probably ate a boar, right?
He's swole.
Yeah.
The villagers killed the snake, cut it open, and found Watiba.
She said, where were
inside,
you?
Inside, intact.
Well.
However, dead.
So she had a machete and she couldn't fend off the snake.
Yeah, must have snuck up on her.
Damn, what a nightmare.
Well, don't they strangle you first then eat you?
Now, that's a boa constrictor. Okay. I'm not sure how the pythons go about it, but you might be right.
Oh, God. Oh. That would suck.
I'm just assuming she's in there, and we're just going to bury the snake. Let's not look. Right. No, let's just not. Let's just not look.
But then you got a guy standing next door, and you know, right next to you, saying, "So I was burying the snake last night."
Well, probably inappropriate, dude. Right.
Yeah.
You know what? Do it like a cartoon. That's when you start like a fire inside the snake. Remember, it opens up like the whale.
Mm-hmm.
You start your lighter up inside the snake. They'll let you out. Yeah. What a horrible way to go, man.
I think I'd want to be strangled first.
Yeah.
So you're not suffocated inside the snake.
Yeah.
God.
What happened to Watiba? Oh. You got 5 minutes, I'll tell you. Sad.
Horrible.
All right, Craig.
Yeah.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.